Chapter 4 Home Sweet Home. For a minute or two, the twins knelt in the sand, catching their breath, clearing their heads, and trying to comprehend what had just happened to them. Except for a few seagulls circling overhead, the beach was empty. Nobody had seen them land. Finally, Coke looked up at the cliffs and marveled that he had jumped from such a great height and survived. "I told you we should have taken the bus," Pep said, panting. "What fun would that have been?" Coke replied, cackling. Pep unzipped her wingsuit and peeled it off. There was a dumpster down the beach. She crumpled the suit and parachute into a big ball and stuffed them into the dumpster. Coke did the same. The wingsuits probably cost somebody hundreds of dollars, but neither of the twins ever wanted to see those things again. Together, Coke and Pep climbed the wooden steps leading off the beach to the main road. Looking around, they knew they were about a mile from home. "How are we going to tell Mom and Dad about this?" Pep asked. "Are you crazy?" Coke replied. "We're not going to say a word to Mom or Dad. You know how they worry. They would never believe it anyway." The twins hiked away from the beach, into the hills and along the narrow road until they approached Point Reyes Station. It's a small town in the middle of a national park called Point Reyes National Seashore. Soon they could see their house. There was an RV parked in front with the words "Cruise America" painted on the side. And there were two figures on the front lawn. "They're waiting for us," Pep said, groaning. And so they were. Dr. and Mrs. McDonald had been sitting there on lawn chairs for a while, fretting and looking up and down the street with binoculars. When they spotted the twins walking toward them, they jumped up to greet them.
"You're late," Dr. McDonald hollered. "Why weren't you on the school bus?"
"We decided to walk home," Coke said, hoping that would end the discussion.